Hello, it's Sister Carla and Captain John, again, because we have nothing else better to do in our lives.
Yeah. So, to start off this podcast episode, tomorrow is a big day in both of our occasions.
Mostly because it's Friday.
A great day. And...
Johnny, you sound like Donald Trump. Can you hurry up?
And tomorrow, we are hype.
You're hype. I'm not. I'm excited, not hype. Because there's a difference. Because, well, first of all, we're going to wake up. We're going to take a great shower. I'm going to shave my legs. I'm going to wear some great leggings. And then we're going to a train. Well, we're just going on the DART.
Yeah.
Nothing special. We're just going on the metro. Nothing special. We're just going to practice our Sunday routine, in which we actually leave the country. Tomorrow, my little sister and I are going to be going to a retreat. Which means not podcast, Jonna.
I know.
That's not sad. That's just meh. Okay? It's not sad. Because, why? Because they invited us and I get to eat pizza there. And who doesn't love free pizza? I don't know anyone who doesn't love, aside from John here. You don't like pizza at all.
I just like crust.
Yes, that's all she likes. What if it has cheese in it, John?
Mm-mm. I break it open if I look.
You're Satan. She doesn't like stuffed crust pizza. But, you know, that's fine.
I don't like pizza in general.
I know you don't. You just like the freaking bread crust. Bread crust? Bread crust.
Bread crust. Because there is another type of crust. Metal crust. Plastic crust.
Wow, Joanna. Because, oh wait, that'll be... If we could have plastic crust, that means we would save the earth. Because we would be eating our own plastic. That'll save the earth. Either way, back to the main discussion, which is just about what?
Jurassic World tomorrow coming out.
Oh, yes, but we won't be able to see it.
I know.
Because we're going to be, first of all, going on a train.
Maybe we'll be able to see it over there.
Mexico?
Yeah.
Joanna, that depends on they invite us. Because mommy said that if they don't invite us, we're not going anywhere. Why? Because our grandma's sick and she has to tend to our grandma.
I know. Well, she has to tend to her mom, technically.
To her mom, our grandma.
Yeah.
But aside from that, we're not going to be able to see it, and we're not going to be able to see, blah. We're not going to be able to see our baby Chris Pratt.
Hopefully, Valeria invites us.
Hopefully, she doesn't see it on the day or anywhere before us. Because if she spoils it to me, okay, I say to myself and everyone out there, spoilers don't matter. They don't. It all depends on you. If you get spoiled and you still like the movie and you still want to watch it, that's great. That means you're like a spoiler-free person. But there are just those movies that you really just want to know surprises about, that you don't want to know anything about them. You just want to know, yes, I know the main plot, but I'm just going to find out what's going to happen in this movie. I don't want a spoiler. There are just those movies, you know? Those movies that you don't want to spoil them. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, like, if you get spoiled, you don't care.
Like, if you know that the quality of that movie is going to be great, the cast is perfect for, like, what the movie is about and how it's going to be, then you know that you don't want to be spoiled. But if you do get spoiled and you don't really care, that's good. Because then you're just...
Then you're spoiler-free. You're spoiler-proof, honey. Trademark, copyrighted, money.
Stop.
Okay, but seriously... what else?
Well, I guess we're gonna be able to go to that pool just probably once.
That pool? Which one?
The one in Mexico.
Which one?
The one that we were talking about in the car.
Which one? You're gonna have to specify.
Well, I didn't hear the title that she said.
Title? I didn't know pools had titles. I didn't know there were movies.
Aguas Calientes.
That is not a title. That is not a title.
That's the name, which is a title.
The name, which is not a title. A title is a movie or a show, Joanna.
Title is what it is called.
No. So, shoes, that's a title?
Well, that's the title of what it is.
No, that is not. I am not going to get another discussion because of shoes.
And we're not talking about shoes.
We're not talking about titles. We're talking about pools. Which, they're not titles. First of all, she's talking about the location. The location's name.
Well, she said that we might go there.
Well, first of all, it's expensive. If you know that, Because that's
I didn't hear her.
It's like 500 pesos to get it. You know how many dollars that is?
No.
That's like 50 at least. Which is an expensive entry. But, you know, it's kind of understandable when you understand how big it is. But then there's, what is it? Something Jalisco. And that's another one. And it's really nice. And it's natural hot springs, which is even more expensive, Joanna. So I don't know if we're going to go the either one.
Well,
but you know what I'm really excited for? Freaky Bus. No.
Oh.
What were you going to say?
The train.
Aside from that.
Freaky Plaza.
Yes, Freaky Plaza. The best place on earth.
I still want to get a Dakimakura.
I know you do. I know you want to get a Dakimakura.
I want my life.
To the audience there, she...
No.
I will explain
Google it.
Google it. I will explain.
No.
I will explain.
No.
Yes, I will.
No, you won't.
Give me the freaking...
No!
Yeah.
I'm going next.
Okay, let's tell them. I'm going to tell them. Go Google Dakimakura. It's spelled D-A-M... Oh, yes, okay. Shush, and I will... D-A-K-I-M...
A...
Daki...
Makura.
Daki. So, D-A-K-I-M-A-K... U-R-A. I was trying to speak it, Jonna. Yes. Besides, U is U in Spanish. Know your languages.
I know, but it just sounds weird when you just randomly
It is U-R-A. The end. Google it. It's great.
Okay,
there's the SFW and then there's the NSFW. If you want the NSFW, that's what it's mostly known for. But SFW is totally fine too. Continuing. Freaky Plaza is not just Dakimakura.
I know.
Jonna.
It's with games and costumes,
it's
and
games,
merchandise.
Cosplay, costumes, merchandise, food, video, bunch of video games, movies, like fan service. Basically,
anime.
It's just fan service. Fan service. Let's just say fan service to basically any genre.
Yeah.
Well, except like live action.
Yeah.
Well, if it's like American live action, like...
Then it's there.
Like NCIS, no. It's not.
Wasn't Stranger Things there?
Yes, but that's because it's famous worldwide.
Yeah.
Like, small known TV shows, you'll rarely even see them there. But based on like the fandom, any fandom that's huge that you know of, that you've heard of, is there. Basically, that's it. It's fan service to those big fandoms that you've heard of at least once.
Yeah.
And it's amazing because it's a 4-story mall completed. Well, it's not a mall. It's like a building.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it is a mall because it's just a bunch of stands of people selling things.
It's called Freaky Plaza.
It's called Freaky Plaza. It's F-R-I-K-I.
F-R-I-K.
Pause. Don't judge me. My brain is rotting. I'm not supposed to be thinking after school ended. It is not the purpose to think after school. You're supposed to think at school. You're not supposed to think after school. Except when you graduated. In which case, you're supposed to think for the rest of your life.
We've already been thinking. We've been thinking about our life.
No.
You've been thinking of getting a job.
Getting a chocolate?
Job. Why a chocolate?
I don't know. Let's talk about that instead. Why we hear different things.
Because you're almost, like, full to the brim with your wax.
No. Ew. No. Joanna, no, I'm not. Why? Because I've taken the thingy. I'm taking the thingy, and now I'm fine.
Are you sure?
Yes, Joanna. I can hear you.
Hear you.
Yes, hear you. Hear you. Why don't we talk about your dream, Joanna?
Okay, I'm not talking about the part that I talked to you about, but it was about my school.
The audience is like, what is that, Joanna?
No, it's something that's completely normal.
And you're sitting on the bowl, Joanna.
Well, sorry, but...
Why the fuck do you have this?
Mom, she put in there.
She brought a bowl and a spoon?
She gave it to me for the trip.
What a weird... Whatever.
Okay.
Whatever!
No, the dream was...
The dream was... It was about her middle school.
And for some reason, I thought that it would have 5 halls now. Because there's a first hall, a second hall, a third hall.
There's only...
Fourth hall.
There's
then,
4 halls and there's a bunch of portables.
Yeah, I know, but for some reason, my dream had a 5th hall. For some reason.
Where, though?
At the end, you need.
So the end, the exit, the door right there. Yeah,
you know the entrance, and you know how like
it's just the,
everything
it's just
in
the
front
hallway.
Is the halls.
Yes.
Like the fifth hall is just an extra hallway.
I'm gonna give a description to the audience. It's just you enter the middle school, you have the doors, and then you have this massive hallway that goes from the beginning all the way to the last hall. And that's it. That's there's a door at the end all the way at the back. So what? Is the last hall in the front all the way there?
Yeah.
Like that door? That's not an exit? It's another hall now?
It, like, that door changed into another hall, and then there's an exit door.
Mm. And that's it?
Not talking about the part that you heard about. Okay, next.
Next. Awkward silence for 10 seconds.
Well,
Jonah, that wasn't 10 seconds.
I don't care. About that gaming laptop that we're getting?
Oh, yes. I love how I just said that with like a little sexual energy. Like, oh, yes. What? I'm a sexual being.
You're homosexual sexual ape.
What? Homosexual sexual ape. What?
So, I tried to say homosexual sapien instead of
homo sapien. Homosexual sapien?
Yes.
That's you. Because I'm trans, and that means technically I'm straight. Biologically speaking, I'm supposed to be homosexual.
Yeah.
Because of biology. But because of logic, I'm straight.
Yeah.
But did you know that heterosexuality doesn't exist, boy? It doesn't. Speaking of that, heterosexuality doesn't exist. Proven by scientists. Google it up, honey. Research it, Google it, all of it.
Say it.
Heterosexuality doesn't exist. Period. But everything else does. except pedophilia. By the way, pedophilia is not part of the spectrum. That's just some weird, sick, twisted shit that I'm not going into, and you can have
the homophobics, biphobics, literally any phobia.
It's not phobic, it's jerkish. Should there be, like, homo jerks?
Yeah.
But then that sounds like it's gay people who are jerks to other gay people. So how are we going to, like, because homophobia does not exist. I don't think there's anyone who's afraid of gay people. Of course, there are those weird ones who are like, oh my god, they're gonna
an infection!
They're gonna take away the right to marriage, bitch. Literally,
we're just adding it!
We're just marrying. And you know the argument, it's Adam and Eve, not Adam and Steve. I'm like, well, you gotta Adam and leave.
Like that poem that I showed you, that 1, 2, 3, 4, open up the closet door, 5, 6, 7, 8, don't assume your kids are straight!
Because technically speaking, they're not. That means your whole marriage is a lie. So kids, if your parents tell you heterosexuality is everything that exists, tell their ass that it does not, and that they are false, and that everything they believe is false. Yes.
Why do you have to do that whole dance thing?
Because when I prove someone wrong, I dance. Suck it, bitch. And also, why did the girls start saying, eat my dick? Or, like, why are you pulling on my dick? Is it, like, a thing of, like, I'm, like, so...
Heather started it.
I know Heather. No, Heather did not start it, Joanna. That started going... Heather has existed since 19-something-8. Did Heather say it in the movie?
Yeah, she did.
Oh, well, then I guess she started it. I'm, like, where did it come from?
She said it in the musical!
In the movie. She said, why are you pulling on my dick? And I'm, like, first of all, no.
Yes.
Unless you're a Fida. In which case, that's totally fine.
I love.
Didn't you want to become one?
I wanted to, then I was like, then I found out shemales, and I was like, what's the scientific term? Then I found out it's transsexual. And I was like, oh, so I want to become a transsexual then.
There's a difference between transgender and transsexual. Know it, people. I love how I'm a walking dictionary. walking urban dictionary for LGBT people. Yeah. I literally tell my friends, like, you can ask me anything about any definition and I'll tell you right there. I'm not kidding. Like, my friends are like, what am I? And I'm like, well, technically speaking, you're demisexual. But in the spectrum of grand things, you're pansexual, but mostly demisexual, like 89% demisexual. You are pansexual, technically, but basically, like, 80% of your wheel is bisexual. Like, you only care about the two genders instead of all of them.
I love pussy, as I said earlier.
Yes, both the cats and the wheel thing.
Yeah.
Well, they're both real. Unless it's a game. You know that?
There's a bunch of Fuda games, and I want to play them.
Oh.
Like, I've seen them.
Ew. I want to see that VR game that they played on freaking FBE, and the old people reacted to it. You know that one? And, like, the girl gives him a blowjob, and the guy literally, the guy looking at the game, he's like, hey, I don't have that big. He's like, hey, I have a big one. And I'm like, I want to see that.
You know, that reminded me of the time when old PewDiePie, you remember this montage that he was in?
Old PewDiePie?
Yeah, like.
Aw, the good one.
Like, I remember.
I'm so sorry, PewDiePie. It's just that you're trash now.
I remember in one of his compilations, because I watched them all the time.
I know you did. We both did.
Yeah, and I remember that he was with, like, a virtual reality thing, but not when the VR was there, obviously, because it was really old. And it was with a bunch of, like, anime girls.
Oh, yeah.
And they were dancing, and then...
and then... what?
And then he turns to the right.
And?
And there's this guy in underwear, and he just dances like the other girl.
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
Oh, my God.
It was the best part of my life, and that's when I realized I was something else but straight.
He was like, what the fuck?
Yeah, he was like, hell yeah, what the fuck? And I was like, oh, those good old internet days. You know how I remember the internet? I can remember me looking on a big screened monitor. You know those big chunky block box?
Oh, yeah.
We had two of them. We had two of those computers all the way back in our house. We had two of those all the way back in 2000-something in our house, in our trailer house, all the way back in Houston. And
I had to be shown it.
Shush.
To remember it.
Shush. We don't have pictures of it. But all you need to know is it was a big...
Block
screen monitor.
It's like...
It wasn't that bad.
It's like brick cell phones.
But just know that it was the inception of YouTube, and it was the inception of the actual internet that we know it today. And the first memory I have is Beyonce's Single Ladies.
Yeah! We used to listen to that all the time when we showed it to Tia Alba, and she got addicted to it.
Yes, we addicted her to Beyonce.
We're like, ah!
We addicted her to Beyonce, Adele, all of it.
No GPT. Like, now she's one of us.
Now, well, she's not one of us. She's
helps.
She's... You don't know the definition? She's an ally.
Yeah, ally.
She's an ally. She isn't complete ally. She's not going to go to war for us. But she's going to defend us. And that's great. Because we need more of that. Yeah. Bitch, I'm going to defend myself with a knife. I'm going to pull out one of those mile-long anime knives. Wait, anime knives? Anime swords. An anime knife.
Anime knife.
To cut your longest... No. What are you talking about? To cut the longest of sausages. Exactly. It's all about that food, bitch, and all about that dick. Besides, you're all about that pussy.
No, I'm all about that pussy, not the pussy.
Well, what's gussy? No, wait, that's girl pussy. What's girl ass? Gas?
Pass.
Yeah. Pussy ass? I'm a pass. Joanna! Like, pussy ass? Like, pass? I love how this conversation went from trains to pussy.
It's the best transition you could ever imagine.
From black and white to gay.
From black and white to holy Jesus.
Oh my God, do you remember when Trisha was like with Shane on the video?
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, we're gonna get lit tonight. She's like, lit, shit, all of it. And I'm like, that's me. Also, Shane dancing to Freaky. Just going, freak, 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 get freak. That's me. Like, him.
I love the part when he threw the chair.
Oh, yes.
Because that's me every day.
I want to see him throw a chair, like, out the window.
Every day, I just feel like I want to throw something, like my bed, onto somebody else.
I don't think you're strong enough like Mr. Incredible.
This isn't that heavy.
I know it isn't, but still. You have the bed frame, you have the actual bed.
myself.
You're gonna go into your seat. You're going to make a freaking ghost of yourself. And you're going to throw you in your seat. Your ghost like, yeet.
Fuck that shit. Yeet.
Oh my god. No.
It's yes.
No. This has been going on for 20 minutes.
And 20 seconds. Well, I'm guessing that's it.
Should we make, like, a little thing, a series? Should we do a 420 one where it's 4 minutes and 20 seconds? Like David Dobrik.
We're not that famous.
Where are my haters? Where are my haters? Everywhere. I ain't got none. I'm not famous now. You know the song? It's great.
I don't.
I can't get copyrighted. Because if I do, I'm going to get sued as hell. Just for a song. Literally. Yeah. Oh my god. They took off one of my favorite videos. Like, literally, Casey Neistat, he posted a new video, and he put, like, a few seconds of a song at the end of his video. And he's like, I know this shit gonna be taken down for the copyrights. And I'm like, yep. YouTube is just a bunch of red flags, and, like, oops, sorry, this video doesn't exist anymore. Literally, like, all the React channels, like, oops, it doesn't exist because he didn't edit the shit. He just put a normal-ass video. So, you know what they do? They put these, like, they mirror it. You know what that means? Like, it's weird. Like, instead of the original video that you're reacting to, you flip it so it's different, and then you put stars.
Oh,
on,
I know. Like,
you
know, the way that Smurf vlogs does.
Yeah, the way that he does it. So it's like flipped stars, music.
I was
background.
Weirded out when he did that. I was like, wait.
It's so that he doesn't get sued, honey. In this world, you can get sued for anything in America.
I know. It's sad.
Well, that's the end of our tour.